January 30th, Bubba Watson.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real life stories about men.
Bubba is a real life champion, a PGA champion, a multiple major champion with victories at the Masters Tournament in 2012 and 2014. On this date, in 2011, he won the Farmers Insurance Open. Bubba earned a scholarship to the University of Georgia, and he helped lead the Bulldogs to an SEC championship. After he gained some fame, he resolved to be a good role model and to encourage boys to stay in school. He and his wife are involved with charities that focus on military, children, and junior golf. And Bubba is an ambassador for the Studer Family Children's Hospital. But Bubba's not a big talker, and he gets that honestly. His dad wasn't a big talker either. Here's their story.
Are you facing the seemingly impossible in your own strength? Ask God for the solution. My dad taught me everything I know, Bubba said. I've never had a lesson. My dad took me to the golf course when I was 6 years old and just told me, take this 9-iron and beat it down the fairway. The 9-iron had been cut down to Bubba's size. On the groomed fairway, that was the day Bubba fell in love with golf. Daily, he practiced in the yard, walloping wiffle balls. Bubba's father was a Vietnam vet and a Green Beret, a man's man, and a gigantic influence on his son's life. His drive to make his father proud fueled Bubba's love for the game. It propelled him to the top. Right after Bubba won his first PGA Tour title, on his way to the trophy presentation, Bubba called his dad. We were crying on the phone. We didn't say much, Bubba said. All we got out was, I love you. We were big babies, but it meant so much. Now, years down the road from that first round of golf with Bubba, his dad was diagnosed with an aggressive form of throat cancer, and it was quickly taking his life. Bubba had all the things a man could want, but the thing he wanted most was for his dad to know Jesus the way Bubba and his wife Angie did. Bubba said, Dad knew Angie and I were Christ followers, but he wasn't having it. Finding the right words and getting them out of your mouth can sometimes be a challenge between a father and a son, especially when emotions are deep. So Bubba did what men do. He asked a friend who was better with words, his trusted caddy, Teddy Scott, to help him write a letter to his dad. The letter was simple and to the point, just a few lines to tell his father how much he meant to Bubba and how he had made Bubba the man that he had become and how he wanted nothing more than for his dad to be in heaven. It closed with an invitation for his dad to get to know who Jesus really is and to invite him into a relationship with Jesus. Bubba's father never mentioned it. Of course he didn't. What had Bubba expected? But during a visit, just weeks before his father lost his battle with cancer, Bubba's dad jokingly told Bubba that in heaven, he would be a better golfer than Bubba had ever been. Bubba was shocked. Still a man of bravado, his father had communicated his decision for Christ in a way that he and his son could understand. And now, Bubba swings his trademark pink driver, which represents cancer awareness in honor of his father, who remains his hero, and he cannot wait to see him in heaven. In Romans 1:16, God tells us in his word, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Are you struggling with sharing the gospel with someone you love? Have you asked God for his solution? Are you facing the seemingly impossible in your own strength? Ask God for the solution.
Hello, men. My name is Ryan. I'm a narrator at 365 Christian Men. Bubba Watson's story was a cool one for me for a couple of reasons. I think that I love any story that the underdog wins. And this man didn't have any golf training. He didn't have anything going for him as far as being the best, but he just grinded it out and worked hard. So number one, I love that about Bubba Watson's story. And number two really was about God's timing. And I think that we always have that person in our life that we just want to lead to the Lord. And whether they haven't gotten to that place in their heart where they're willing to accept Him, or whether their mind is not allowing them to have the faith to believe, or whatever it may be, we all have that person in our life that's just a difficult sell for the kingdom of God. So this story just encourages me, because you never know when that time will come with that person. You never know how the Lord will soften that person's heart. So a couple of things. I would say, work hard. Work hard at something, grind at it, and you will become proficient at it. But more importantly, never lose hope that there is still time for the Lord to soften somebody's heart and be saved today.